재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
You really never know when you will fall in love or with whom you will fall in love, which is probably why Albert Einstein put love in this way. You can't blame gravity for falling in love. Well said, Albert. Although falling in love might come with the risk of the occasional rejection and heartbreak, that will still be better than never having been in love at all. So the advice, I guess, is love harder and faster and longer, right? It's Monday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day in 2022. I'm Steve Hatherley, and this is the Steve Hatherley Show. Track one today, Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, Love Me Harder. Live in the studio on this Monday afternoon, welcome to the program, everyone. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas, GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you very much for being with us on this Monday afternoon. It is the 14th day of February for 2022, and that, of course, means it is Valentine's Day. I hope that you are having a super, super romantic day so far, although it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When does the romance come on Valentine's Day? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening? I'm guessing that couples perhaps celebrated their Valentine's Days over the weekend, maybe out for a nice dinner, exchanging some gifts, things like that. Today's Monday. Monday, I mean, I think we can agree it's not the most romantic day of the week, that is for sure. All right. Well, before we get started today, a moment I have not been looking forward to. If you've been listening to TBS EFM earlier on in the day, I'm sure that you've heard the announcers mention that there's a new season coming up for TBS EFM that's starting next Monday. Unfortunately, and I really, with a heavy heart, deliver this message to you, this will be the final week of the Steve Hatherley Show. Yeah, it's, I feel really uncomfortable right now and really kind of sad and a little nervous to deliver this message to you. This is not a joke. This is real information. It's been a long run for us. It's been 13 plus years and 26 seasons. I think we're in season 27 now. We've had such a tremendously long run here on TBS EFM. The Steve Hatherley Show has done so, so well for 13 years plus, and I'm really, really proud of that. But I do have to tell you today that this will be the final week of the show. So this is what's going to happen this week. We have our live shows today, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then we have the weekend shows as well. Those are pre-recorded, of course. Everyone knows that. So officially, Sunday will be the last day of the show, but our final live show will be this Friday afternoon. And I thought a lot about, and I talked with Viola about what we should do this week. And I really didn't want to, you know, we talked about maybe, you know, me, instead of doing Know the Now stories, maybe going over some of my favorite memories from the 13 years, things like that. But if I'm honest, that felt a little dramatic and a little self-indulgent, and I didn't want to do that for the final week of the program. So we talked and we decided that what we would do is we just want to go with our regular style programming, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll do a different style of show. I'm guessing on Friday, it will be very relaxed. Hopefully, a lot of messages will come in that we can read and share on the air. Of course, you can send those messages in today or tomorrow or the next day. And if you want to send an email, if you want to write a longer message, then you can do that, hatherleyshow@gmail.com. But yes, after talking, that's what we decided, I think, was the best thing to do. We'll have our regular style programming today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll do something a little bit different. I'm sure you're probably in a bit of shock right now, and I apologize for that. I knew this about a month ago, if I'm being totally transparent and totally honest with you, but I didn't want to mention it 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or even last week because I didn't want it to be, I didn't want there to be any distraction at all. But of course, this being the final week of the show, of course, I have to share that information with you now. So it's not easy. It's not easy for me to share that information with you, but let's have a really great week of the show as we round it out. Now, how do I segue into Valentine's Day? Let me try. Well, I've loved this show for 13 years. I hope you've loved this show for 13 years. And speaking of love, yes, it is Valentine's Day. So coming up on the program this afternoon for today's Know the Now stories in the first half hour of the program. That wasn't bad. Could have been worse, right? Valentine's stories for you today. One, we'll talk a little bit about the history of Valentine's Day, where it comes from. Who is St. Valentine's? I think there have been a number of St. Valentine's in history, but I'll share at least one story with you today. I'll tell you one thing now, though. It's not as romantic as you might hope it to be. These days, modern day Valentine's Day is very romantic. We celebrate our romantic love, but that's not really the history of where this day came from. I'll tell you about that. And then as our second story today, romantic? Not romantic? I'm not sure. I think we've talked about this on Valentine's Day over the years. So maybe you're familiar with the fact that if you go to a zoo in different parts of the United States, then you might be able to find an animal that you could name after your current partner, or if you're feeling a little jaded, perhaps your ex-partner, you can pay a little money, you can donate to a good cause and name an animal after your current partner or after your ex. I'll give you the details of that as well. That'll get us to 2:30 in the day, those two stories will. After that, only Human Pete and Kate are going to join me in the studio. Of course, it will be the last installment of Only Human. Everything we do on the show this week is going to be the last installment, right? So Pete and Kate will be in the studio for that. And today, Pete, because it is Valentine's Day, he will be defining our romantic personalities. This is fun. Are you a romantic person or are you not? I love to talk about romance on the show whenever I get the opportunity because I believe that I am a very romantic person. Every time, maybe not. Maybe I fail sometimes, but I try to keep that in mind. So how romantic are we? We're going to find out through Pete's quiz today. That'll get us to the end of the first hour. Hour number two, we'll check in with your thoughts and our Here's What I Think question of the day. I'll give you that in just a moment's time. And then we've got some scenarios for you in today's Up to You segment as well. That's the lineup for the program today. If you would like to get in touch, we would like that too. You could text in on your cell phone, pounder sharp 1013. That will cost you 50 or 101, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram by searching at The Steve Hatherley Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. You can go to YouTube.com and search TBS EFM Live or The Steve Hatherley Show. Both of those searches will send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave us a comment there. And doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. And if I can be a little bit selfish, if you don't mind, please, lots and lots and lots and lots of messages this week between Monday and Friday. Tons and tons and tons. I would really, really appreciate that. That would make my heart feel warm. All right, so let's talk about our Here's What I Think question of the day. It's Valentine's Day. So here's what we want to know. When and how do you know that you have fallen in love? Oh, this is a fun question. What is it that lets you know, bing, the light bulb goes off above your head or in your heart, perhaps, and you think to yourself, OMG, I think I'm in love with this person. How do you know? When do you know? That is our question today. 여러분, 언제 혹은 어떻게 사랑에 빠졌는지 알게 되는지 알려주세요. 샵 1013으로 문자 보내주시고 짧은 문자는 50원, 긴 문자는 100원입니다. Instagram에서 The Steve Hatherley Show 찾아주셔서 DM 보내주셔도 되고 YouTube TBS EFM 채널 라이브 방송 중에 댓글 달아주셔도 됩니다. 추첨을 통해서 만원 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a couple of Valentine's Day stories. First, here's John Mayer, Who You Love. ¶¶ While Valentine's Day might be associated with romantic love, and it is, we all know that, the real story behind its namesake, St. Valentine, is filled with bloodshed and heartbreak. That's not so romantic. Well, there are multiple St. Valentines in history, and the historical origins of the figure are a little shaky, with some believing he was a myth for worship, while others believe he was a real person. The most likely historical figure, they say, though, is of St. Valentine, Valentine de Terni. So, what's the story? Well, a Roman saint from the 3rd century, Valentine de Terni, was thrown into jail for secretly marrying couples against the wishes of Emperor Claudius II, who put forth an edict banning marriage for military personnel. Why? Well, the emperor believed that marriage would distract his military and make them less efficient on the battlefield. His jailer was a man named Asterius, and he taunted Valentine de Terni about his supposed powers as a Catholic priest, saying he should make his daughter Julia, who was born blind, be able to see again. So, by reciting a prayer, St. Valentine restored Julia's sight. Awestruck by the powers, Asterius converted to Christianity and released religious prisoners from jail, including St. Valentine. Well, this made the Emperor Claudius II very angry, and he then decided to behead St. Valentine and Asterius on the date of February 14th in the year 271 AD. Valentine de Terni reportedly wrote a letter to Julia signed "From Your Valentine," giving rise to the celebration of his martyrdom. Chapels and art all over Europe, they depict St. Valentine and his mystical healing powers, but St. Valentine's legacy has been enshrined as a day for people to celebrate romantic love. Like I said before, now it's a very romantic day where we celebrate our love for our partners, but the origins of the day... Just be thankful you have your head, if we can put it like that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, if you're wondering, what can I do to really show my partner that I love them, or really show my ex that I hate them? I've got the answer. Here's Labyrinth Beneath Your Beautiful. I guess you can be the judge of whether this is romantic or not, but zoos across the United States are breaking into the Valentine's Day gift market, offering swarms of opportunities to name cockroaches after loved ones, or maybe an ex. The Bronx Zoo in New York City, they call it the Name a Roach program, and it's not new. It's now in its 11th year. It offers an unusual way to show your undying love. For just $15, you can name a Madagascar hissing cockroach after your special loved one. Those are quite big, aren't they? Those are the big version of a cockroach. Well, the money benefits the Wildlife Conservation Society. That's a nonprofit organization, and that's according to the zoo's website. So it's money going to a very good cause. It is a gift designed to last, they say. After all, roaches are forever, and you'll get a certificate to memorialize the gift. That's according to the website as well. Roaches are forever. I like that. Is that the new diamonds are forever? Well, for some, like Susie was someone who was involved in this program. She described on the zoo's site as a satisfied roach namer and lover of romance. Naming a roach has become a Valentine's Day tradition for Susie. She said, "Roses and chocolates come and go, but roaches last an eternity, just like our love." Well, the zoo also offered a delightful Valentine's virtual encounter with a Madagascar hissing cockroach, but those meet and greet opportunities, those sold out very, very quickly. The zoo had other items on sale as well. Roach socks, roach beanies. That's a little hat. That's for you, not for the roach, by the way. But those are sold out as well. But like I said, it's zoos all over the United States. For example, at the Houston Museum of Natural Science, you can buy an Endless Love Name a Roach pin for $10. That comes with a delightful certificate and, of course, the naming of a roach as well. Over in San Antonio, at the San Antonio Zoo, they call it Cry Me a Cockroach. After the Justin Timberlake song, maybe. That's a fundraiser as well, and it's geared towards naming the roaches after the ones who really made 2021 difficult. difficult for you, like your boss or your ex-partner or your friends. The Texas Zoo offers a selection of living things to name. $5, for example, for a leafy green, so a plant, that's nicer. $10 for a roach, $25 for a rodent. And warning, this next part might not be for everyone. If you want to upgrade your donation, you can watch a video of your newly named ex creature being fed to another animal. That's a bit dark. This one's my favorite, though. The Nebraska Humane Society, their litter box promotion. It's not far from San Antonio's approach, but a little bit different. For $15, the Nebraska Humane Society will write your ex-partner's name at the bottom of a cat litter box, and then the rest is up to the cat. You can fill in the blanks there. Those are my Know the Now stories for today. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Super romantic day today. We'll take a break. We'll come back after 2:30. Only Human will begin. Pete and Kate will be in the studio in just a moment's time. First, here's Andra. Love Can Save It All. Update for you. The daily COVID-19 cases are still over 54,000 today. Please do your best to keep the social distancing regulations and, if possible, minimize your traveling within your area. The social distancing regulations are set until the 20th of February, and that means private gatherings will be allowed up to 6 people throughout the country. Only one person is allowed if you have not been fully vaccinated. Visits to cafes, pubs, and restaurants restricted after 9 p.m. Movie theaters and PC cafes are allowed to run until 10. Usage to any facility requires a quarantine pass, also known as a vaccine pass. Those are the same things. To show your vaccination status or have documents to prove a negative coronavirus test result. So be sure to update your apps on your phones or prepare those necessary documents and have them on hand. Violators can be fined 100,000 won each time they violate the vaccine pass system. The government is also advising that you get your third vaccination shot, that's your booster shot, to keep your vaccine pass valid. This will remain valid for 6 months in total. Walk-in vaccinations now available. No need to register in advance. Simply check the number of vaccinations available in your local district and then go get it. If you feel any discomfort after receiving your shot, drink plenty of water and get some rest. You can also take paracetamol-based fever reducers and painkillers if needed. If the symptoms do continue, though, please do visit your nearest hospital to get yourself treated. And with that, I can say hello to Kate and Pete in the studio on this Monday afternoon. Pete, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I can't quite believe this is going to be my last Monday on the show.
Yeah,
the last week of the Steve Hadley show. There's something that just won't be complete about my afternoon schedule.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to sit. I mean, Friday is just going to be... Oh, how many boxes of tissue can I bring into one studio?
I'm not going to wear my makeup, yeah.
I'm not going to listen. I'm going to be crying in the car.
I'm not wearing my makeup either, Kate. Only Friday, though. Between now and Thursday, I will look stunning.
Fabulous.
It wasn't easy to, you know, and I said on the show, I said a little while ago, we all found out about a month or so ago. So we've been kind of sitting on this information and preparing for it. And even that amount of time that we had did not make sitting here by myself in this room, that making that announcement any easier. That is for sure. That was hard to do. It's going to be an emotional week, and yeah, this is going to be the last Monday for you, but thankfully we have you on Wednesday as
yes
well.
I'm glad I'm here at least twice this week, but yeah, I've been doing this for 6 years, so yeah. I don't know what it means, and to be honest, like before that, for many of those years I've been listening in the car between 2 and 4. I've got to say, I used to like one other Korean radio show. This isn't going to go completely off the rails, I promise. But then I've come to like it less and less. So this has been my favorite thing to listen to between 2 and 4 when I'm not on it. So I hope there's a good replacement, or I'm just going to call you for 2 hours every day, Steve.
Yeah.
Just have you on my loudspeaker.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be an emotional week, but we'll be sure to enjoy ourselves. We always do in this room. Pete, are you having a romantic day so far?
I got some late chocolates. Like when I woke up, I was like, oh, no chocolates. I didn't say it out loud, but I felt it as my wife just said goodbye as I was leaving. I was waiting for the bag or the envelope at least.
Yeah.
And I went home for lunch and she had it prepped by then. And it was this really, like, fancy brand of chocolate. But that wasn't the good thing. It was caramel chocolate.
Yeah.
And not like chocolate with caramel in it. But the chocolate itself was like a kind of yellow/sandy color.
Interesting.
It It tastes like just a bar of caramel. Huh. It's amazing. It's the best chocolate I've had in years. And I'm a chocoholic.
You really are, yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm already dreading what happens when I finish that bar. But it's good so far.
Very good, yeah. A strong chocolate endorsement coming from Pete is a strong endorsement indeed. All right, Kate, let me ask you our here's what I think question of the day. This is such a good question. When or how, Kate, do you know that you've fallen in love?
I keep checking messages that do not come in.
Oh, you keep looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, the ghost buzz.
Yeah.
Like you feel, it happens to everybody, right? That little buzz, you feel it in your pants pocket, but actually it's nothing has happened, but you just keep checking, hoping that there's a message.
And you look and there's like no notifications. You're like, oh no.
I think that's the phone. I reckon it's teasing you. I reckon it does buzz because I'm sure it buzzed a few times.
You think so?
You look at it and then you're like, oh no, she hasn't texted. Yeah. Oh.
How cool do you play the text game in the beginning?
I try.
You try not to be, you know, try not to send too many messages?
Of course, of course. Okay. I even try to space out when I check.
Okay.
Because you know, when you get the buzz and you look at your phone and then it identifies your face or whatever, it'll kind of give you a snippet of who sent it at the least. And maybe a little bit of the message. I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, depending on the type of phone you have, maybe.
Yeah. And then you'll kind of say, it's from the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not check it right now.
Yeah.
Because if I check it right now, he'll know that I checked it because the one's going to disappear. And if I don't message immediately, it's going to be weird.
Okay, but he would only know that you've checked it immediately if he were still looking at his phone to see if you were going to check it immediately.
That is also true.
Right? Mm. So that would mean he's in the same boat as you.
You'd hope.
Emotionally. Yeah. If you were both like super eager to check and send messages.
That's true. But I feel like I wouldn't know that, right?
That's true.
You haven't thought that far ahead.
No, I have not.
What is your limit for how many messages you'll send without reply? Because I feel that really shows how desperate you are.
It's true. Ooh. It's a fine line between showing interest and being a complete weirdo stalker.
Yes. Yeah. Like, if you're sending 10 unreplied, that's not right. But I feel like even more than two, it's over the top. Just leave it to maximum and then just let it sit there.
Mm. I think one.
Just one. Yeah. One unreplied. You're getting freaked out when there's two?
Well, I mean, it depends on the time spacing, right?
Okay.
If you send a message in the morning and it goes unseen and unreplied, I wouldn't send another message in the afternoon or the evening.
Oh.
No.
You'd wait till maybe another day.
It depends on where you are in the relationship. I mean, if you've established that you both like each other and you're officially dating, then send whatever message you want. Who cares?
Of course.
But if you're in that initial stage where you don't know what's going on, no, I think you just got to kind of hope. Yeah, because if you send too many, it's not a good look, right?
No. And I think it's a vicious circle. The more you send, the less the other person wants to actually.
1,000,000 percent true. But you can't, there's a flip side to that coin. You can't be too aloof.
No.
Right?
No.
How long do you wait, Kate, then, if the guy sends the message and you don't want to seem too eager? Are you waiting 20 minutes to check it? Are you waiting 2 hours to check it? What's the timestamp there?
Okay, so let's say an initial message came. Usually it'll be like, how's your day going? Or, hey, good morning. How's whatever. If it's that message, then I think I'll wait an hour or two before I message back.
An hour or two.
And then I'll be like, oh, sorry, I was just caught up in work, you know, la, la, la. Hope you had a great day, you know, la, la. How about yours, la, la. But once I get to that initial one, then I'll message back when he messages.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll space it out again.
This is very scientific.
It's push and pull, isn't it, all the way?
Trying.
It really is. 여러분, that is our question today. 언제 혹은 어떻게 사랑에 빠졌는지 알게 되는지 알려주세요. 샵 1013으로 문자 보내주시고 짧은 문제는 50원, 긴 문제는 100원입니다. Instagram에서 The Steve Hatherley Show 찾아주셔서 DM 보내주셔도 되고 YouTube TBS EFM 채널 라이브 방송 중에 댓글 달아주셔도 됩니다. 추첨을 통해서 만원 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Oh, The final edition of Only Human on a Monday afternoon. We're going to get to Pete's segment in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of the year, Kate made a promise to herself and a promise to us here in the studio and to you listening that Kate was going to do her best, give it her best foot forward, if that's the expression, in online dating.
Yeah.
And we said, let's have a Kate date update segment. And we decided it's Valentine's Day today.
Yeah.
What a perfect opportunity for our first and only Kate date update segment. Viola, I believe you have some romantic music.
Oh my gosh.
There's no pressure, Kate.
Oh my goodness me.
Kate, take it away.
How's it been? January for us.
January's Kate date update. there's been a few matches on the apps, but sadly, conversations did not happen. It did not go beyond hello. So, in a panic for my January Kate date update, I had to ask a friend to set something up for me.
Yes.
So a mutual friend of my friend and her husband, the four of us, we had dinner together.
Oh, a double date.
Wow.
A double, a Kate double date.
Yes.
Double date Kate.
For the update.
The dinner was delicious. Mm-hmm. We had cukumi, which I loved.
Okay. It's not a good sign
that you lead.
That you're talking about mini octopuses first.
Okay, did it not go splendidly?
Oh, the gentleman was lovely. He was very polite. He was a few years older than I, which was not a problem. But he did seem a little lost in life. And not very enthusiastic about anything.
Oh, not even the cukumi.
No.
Oh.
Which would have flipped the script if he was happy about the cukumi as I was.
Yeah.
Okay. But sadly, it did not work out there.
Okay. Not going to see this guy again?
I don't think he wants to see me either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feelings mutual.
I think so.
Was there a negative exchange over the mini octopus?
No, it's just the conversation. You know, when the conversation kind of needs to flow. I think we can cut the music. That's so weird.
So it's not the right music, is it?
No.
I can imagine this in the octopus restaurant.
Yeah. So you know when a conversation is flowing, there's like a bit of a back and forth.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If you say one thing, usually if you're kind of interested or at least intrigued, you would be like, oh, really? So like, oh, where did you study? Or what exactly, you know, you try to continue the conversation, but it'll always be like, oh, so what are you into? And I'll be like, oh, this and this and this. And you'll be like, oh, nice.
That was it.
And then I'll try to have to ask something.
He wasn't a great conversationalist.
No, but I also partially think that's probably because he wasn't interested at all. Yeah.
Perhaps. Well, at least the cukumi was good.
The cukumi was good. I actually want to go again.
There you go. Take February's date there.
The one and only Kate date update. We thank you for that. All right, let's listen to a song, if this is okay with you, Pete.
Yep, sure.
We'll listen to a song when we come back. Pete has a Valentine's Day quiz for us that will define our romantic personality, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Selena Gomez in the scene, Love You Like a Love Song. It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I get all right, Pete, you have a quiz for us that is going to define our romantic personality.
Yeah, what kind of romantic are you? If you want to play along at home, BuzzFeed and type in what kind of romantic are you? There are only 7 questions, and they're all pretty fun A, B, C, D choices. Mm-hmm. So I want you two to do it on your laptops at the same time.
Okay, so Kate and I, Kate, you've got it as well?
Okay. Yes, I do.
All right, so we have the tab open on our computer. We're going to do this quiz live.
Yes.
All right, Pete will allow you then to deliver the questions.
Yeah, and you can answer at home just by listening as well. So I'll start off with question one. What is the most romantic out of these next four options? A, slow dancing in the kitchen. B, drinking one milkshake through two straws, mm-hmm. C, a public proposal, or D, kissing in the rain.
What do you think, Kate?
Kissing in the rain.
Me too.
Me too, actually,
oh,
yeah.
No, no umbrella.
Absolutely
Although you need to get wet in the rain.
No, but the umbrella can get you close to the stage where you are kissing. By the end of the kiss, it's gone.
Oh, the
umbrella needs to fall.
Yeah. Yes, so in the beginning of the kiss, you're holding the umbrella, yeah. but the kiss is so romantic, you forget you're holding the umbrella,
and it
falls to the ground.
Yeah, and it blows off in reality, hits someone in the eye.
End scene.
Two, pick a couple, your favorite couple out of this list. A, Nick and Rachel from Crazy Rich Asians.
Is that a part of the thing, or did you insert that on purpose so you could say that you look
Nick
like that?
Nick does look like me. Yes, okay. We can add that. B, Flynn and Rapunzel from Tangled. C, Darcy and Elizabeth from Pride and Prejudice. Or D, Simon and Bram from Love, Simon.
Hmm. I haven't seen Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh.
I haven't seen Tangled. I think I saw, I saw Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth, right? And I don't know Love, Simon. So I'll go, because I've only seen Pride and Prejudice, okay. I'll go with Darcy and Elizabeth.
All right.
Okay. I have watched all four.
Yeah.
I would like to go with Flynn and Rapunzel from Tangled.
Oh.
Because I feel like they both experienced a growth throughout their time together.
He was a thief in the beginning, wasn't he?
Major character arc development throughout that whole thing, though.
Right. She had really long hair.
She did.
Yeah. And she was being trapped by her stepmother. Interesting choice. I would obviously go for Nick and Rachel from Crazy Rich Asians. Ideal first date now. A, going to an amusement park or a fair. B, coffee and a good conversation. C, a fancy dinner. Or D, take out and a movie at home for a first date.
A first date.
I think amusement park sounds fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. On a first date?
Yeah, coffee shop, no way.
Why no way?
No, it's too much pressure. It's quite quiet in there.
There's lots of talking.
Yeah, you're seated directly across with each other with no food as an interrupter. See, the great thing about going out for dinner is that the food, you have to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So therefore, biting, chewing allows for break time.
Oh, that's like the chukumi.
Yeah.
If you've not got something to say, just put something in your mouth. There's an excuse.
Because coffee is fine because you can sip the coffee.
Yeah. Mm.
But it looks weird if you take too many sips of coffee in a short amount of time.
And you run out of coffee as well rather quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll go amusement park. There's lots, look at that ride. Oh, that looks fun.
Okay, there's lots to distract you. What about you, Kate?
First date.
I don't think fancy octopus dinner. No.
Nah. I think a takeout in a movie at home is a little too intimate.
Yes.
That's like when you've somewhat established that both of you guys are into each other and you want to pursue that and see where it goes.
I think so. Mm.
Going to amusement park or fair sounds really fun, and I agree, for a first date. But at the same time, it's like, what if the guy wants to go on a roller coaster and I am not feeling it? I don't know.
I would be the opposite. What if she wants to go on a roller coaster and I'm terrified and have no interest
like
whatsoever?
I'll go with coffee and good conversation.
That's what I went for as well. I was thinking that. Because you could cut it short if it wasn't going well.
How do you cut a coffee short?
You just down it, burn your throat, and say goodbye.
You know what I actually did? I actually looked at a fake watch on my wrist and said, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go.
You're cold-hearted.
Expert-level tip, order an iced coffee.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you need to drink it quickly,
chug it.
You don't have to wait.
You can do that and not look weird doing it.
All right, so this one is a bit more random, but does contribute, apparently, to what romantic you are. Your favorite subject in school, A, science, B, history, C, lunch, or D, English?
Mm. Lunch! No, I'm kidding. Actually, it's science.
Oh, nice. No.
English.
Wow.
English for Steve. Well, with science for me, I think we've answered everything the same so far, Kate.
Mm.
Choose a D theme park out of these following ones.
A Disney park. It's the last week.
All right,
just
a Disney.
There's only so much trouble we can get in at this point.
A, Animal Kingdom. B, the Magic Kingdom. I think that's the one with the Princess Castle. Mm. C, Hollywood Studios. Or D, Epcot. I think that's the space one, isn't it?
That's the big globe-looking one, is it not? That big circle?
I've been.
What's in there?
I don't remember. I was really little, but okay. I do remember seeing the outside of it and being like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But it wasn't, like, fun.
Oh, right.
I think I had the most fun in the Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom is that giant castle.
Yes. Giant castle, but all the characters that are in dolls, like the people that work there, are there. So I got to take a
Ariel
picture with Goofy. Yeah. I got to take a picture with Mickey.
The Animal Kingdom's a zoo.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I don't like zoos.
So it's Hollywood,
Hollywood
Studios.
Hollywood Studios for me, yeah.
Oh, okay. I did go for Magic Kingdom as well.
Oh,
this is interesting.
Gosh.
Next question. Choose your dream vacation with your significant other. A, Venice.
Oh,
B, Paris. Also romantic, yeah. I'd say. C, anywhere tropical. Or D, New York City.
I'm beaches all the way.
Yeah, me too. Oh. Anywhere tropical.
Okay, me too. That's what I thought. We all need to put our feet up. And finally, if you had a bad day at work, how would you want your partner to comfort you? A, prepare a meal for you. B, greet you with flowers. C, just a big hug and a kiss on the forehead. Or D, with a fun plan like a game night or a movie to take your mind off of things.
I would narrow it down to preparing a meal for me or a big hug and a kiss on the head. But I think I like the big hug and the kiss on the head because those two things kind of send the message that I know you had a hard day and I'm here for you.
Yeah, without saying anything kind of
thing. Yeah, so I'll go with that one.
I like that. That was my choice.
I was leaning towards that. Actually, all four sound great.
I wish all four could be done, yes.
At the same time.
No, you choose one.
I would say greet me with flowers.
Oh, okay. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
So this gives us our results now. And I'll give you mine.
Okay.
I am an old school romantic.
Oh.
According to this quiz, it says you wish you could go back to a time before cell phones and social media when love was about connection and quality time. Old music and movies make your heart flutter. You likely admire your grandparents' relationships and long for a lifelong connection like theirs. You look forward to a sweet and doting relationship that can stand the test of time.
Oh, I'd say a lot of that, at least at the beginning, sounded very accurate.
Yeah,
would you say so?
I think I've said it many times on the show. I'm an old school romantic.
Oh, that's lovely. Kate?
I really wish this wasn't the case, but this is what came up.
Okay.
I am a fairy tale romantic.
Oh, really? Duke me for everyone.
To the whole kingdom.
All I want is just to live happily ever after. I likely grew up on princess stories and just want a beautiful love like that. Hence why I love Tangled.
Is that true then?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm not done. You're likely to believe in love at first sight.
Oh.
And love grand gestures. I'm a dreamer and an optimist who just wants to be loved unconditionally.
Does that sound accurate?
That sounds pretty accurate.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is lovely.
What'd you get, Pete?
Just a couple of questions to answer differently to Kate got me to what I thought was accurate for me, pragmatic romantic.
Oh.
So I do love love.
That does not, those two words together.
That's oxymoronic.
No, but it really is describing, like, I do love love and that whole mushy, mushy stuff. But I also am aware of the obstacles that the world can present.
Uh-huh.
Having been married for such a long time, I say that's true. And you long for a companion to go through the highs and lows. You like to find romance in everyday situations, though, and you take nothing for granted.
Is that accurate, Pete?
I would say so.
I would say so, too. That was fun. All right, Pete, thank you for that. Do stay with us for hour number two to finish the first, a song requested by Jin Young. It's Shawn Mendes, Fallen All in You. Sunrise with you on my chest. No blinds in the place where I live.